Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download that app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. Chris Doering is going to join us coming up at 7:20. We can get his take on Jaden Daniels, somebody who he covered closely because he's an SEC analyst for the SEC Network. That's coming up at 7:20. Ben Standig at 8 o'clock from The Athletic to fill us in on the Commanders and all their moves. They've added 11 players, if you include Zach Ertz. In recent days, including three former Cowboys, they've added edge rushers, they've added linebackers, they've added a safety, they've added a running back, they've added offensive linemen.
Long snapper.
Even a long snapper.
They're basically looking at the roster top to bottom and saying it's hot garbage.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
It's remodeling.
How can you look otherwise? They won four games last year.
I know, but we've done that before, and it's crazy, but it's true. I think it's true.
I wonder if this is standard for a new coaching staff to come in and
hadn't been like kind this.
Of an overhaul like this.
I think for a lot of teams it is. Like when you hear last year the Colts, the Texans, a lot of these teams turned over 20 players.
I know a lot of people are making fun of them for signing a few Cowboys. I think they got three now, right, from Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. I was just doing research because I wanted to look up, remember, because we called them the Panthers or whatever when Ron was here.
The Commanders, yeah.
Ron signed Kyle Allen, Thomas Davis, Jared Norris, these are all ex-Panthers, Marcus Baugh, Andrew Norwell, Curtis Samuel, Effie Obada, David Mayo. He brought in Marty Herney and 13 assistants from Carolina.
That's like 22 Panthers.
That was like a different deal, in my opinion, than this.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens went outside the organization yesterday.
I love
and
this.
They brought in King Henry.
Valdez, I love this.
I think it's a great move.
Especially since Edwards is gone. Dobbins is a free agent, right?
He's a free agent.
And he's always hurt.
Keaton Mitchell blew out his knee, so he's sidelined at least through the beginning of the season.
And Henry, even though he's 30, he's just a freak of nature.
He's still a beast.
And he had 12 touchdowns. He actually had two passing touchdowns last year. He had 14 touchdowns, if you include those. 1,200 yards.
He's like Adrian Peterson.
He's just a beast.
Yeah.
I don't know how they use. I don't know if they're going to just give it to him 25 times a game, but man, I think he's going to.
I suspect that they're not going to give it to him 25 times a game.
Yeah, maybe not. I bet you he has double digit touchdowns.
15 to 20, like his 15 to 18, maybe.
He's a lock if he stays healthy for double digit touchdowns.
I guarantee you this is what they're going to do, is that they're going to use him sparingly in the start of the season.
Right.
And then towards the colder months and towards playoff time, they'll start leaning on him
and
more.
And his splits and his stats, his numbers always go up later in the season. So that would make a lot of sense. Keep him fresh for December and January and beyond.
The Ravens are typically good being able to kind of pace themselves.
Right.
And they'll add other pieces
to that backfield, obviously, to pair with him. We don't know who those guys are yet. But
so, Cakes, do you like the move?
I love the move because he's not getting a ton of money. He's playing for a contender. They're going to add some pieces around him where they're not expecting him to carry the ball 25 times per game.
The reason why I'm asking you is you seemed so, I don't know if it's the right word, but let's just say reticent about the Commanders and Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned his age often.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's a couple years older than
Here's the difference.
Austin Eckler and has a lot more wear
Understood.
And tear
I,
from
I,
carries. He had 280
Henry,
carries.
I know
he's
why
cyborg,
it was because it was,
he's just a bigger.
It's
he's
the
a
size and
being.
Was also because Eckler was hurt last year.
Right. That's definitely like.
But Eckler is going to bounce back from the ankle injury. He's going to be 100% going into camp, going into the preseason.
But I think the Henry thing might be better just because of it puts defenses more in conflict. Because I think Warren Sharp tweeted this last night. That Lamar Jackson versus 7-plus man boxes, so when you stack the box, which is basically how you have to stop Derrick Henry.
Right.
And this is through 158 pass attempts. He's number one in EPA and dropbacks, number one in success rate, number three in completion rate, and number four in yards per attempt. And this is all in stacked boxes. So I feel like what the Ravens are trying to do is they're trying to create conflict between a defense, between trying to stop Henry or stop Lamar with a stack.
Right. Does his age bother you at all? He's 30 years old.
Doesn't really bother me. I'm at the point where anyone can get hurt and it can ruin a season for any team in the NFL.
Yeah,
it's just a injury lottery at this point.
Yeah.
I wish I was 30.
And I would say he's down from 2019 and 2020 were his best two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You could maybe throw in 2022, but in 2019 and 2020, he averaged 5.1 yards per carry and 5.4 yards per carry. The last 3 years, it's been 4.3, 4.4, and then just 4.2 last year. So it's come down a little bit, but still over 4 yards a carry.
It's down that much. I mean, come on. How many yards did he have last year?
1,167.
So almost 1,200 and 12 touchdowns.
Buddies, did you chuckle when Patrick Ricard, the fullback, tweeted, he's like, I'm not sure what I'm looking forward to more, blocking for Derrick Henry or pancaking Derrick Queen twice a season?
Patrick Queen,
who signed with the Steelers.
That's a big backfield running at
that
you.
That is a big backfield.
300-pound fullback and Derrick Henry.
305.
I assumed he was going to sign with Dallas for some reason.
No, I knew that he was going to sign with Baltimore. Because,
you knew all along.
Well, just because they were so high on him at the trade deadline. They did everything they could to try and acquire Derrick Henry at the trade deadline. And I knew that they were still high on him, that they would do anything they can to get him this offseason.
Hmm.
I love it.
Who else?
I love it for them.
Who else did you guys sign? Did you sign anybody else?
They re-signed just their all-pro defensive tackle, Justin Madubuike.
Yeah. I don't think they've gone out. I don't think they've signed too many unrestricted free agents.
No. I think they re-signed former Ohio State linebacker Malik Harrison.
My understanding is that the Commanders have been the most active, right, in terms of bringing
11 players,
new free agents in. I think they've been the most active.
Yeah, if they're not the most, they're right up there. But I think they have signed the most players,
right,
during the first 2 days.
Been wild, dude.
Right, when Ron destroys your roster, you have to reload it with guys from the outside. That's what you have to do. When a guy burns your house down, you have to build it all the way up from the beginning again.
Right.
And you show all the guys over there, you show them all the door.
When you're Baltimore and you've got, didn't Baltimore have home field advantage?
Yes.
Weren't they the one seed?
Yeah. Kansas City went into Baltimore and won.
So you only just got to plug a couple holes.
Yeah, no, they're in a great spot.
But I think the Henry deal is big for them.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, when you saw that, you just went, wow, that makes a lot of sense. You know, no brainer.
Yeah, like you add a piece like Derrick Henry when you feel like you're close to winning the Super Bowl. Like that's a Super Bowl winning potentially type of move.
Right. And what do you get?
A
2-year deal?
I think you got a 2-year deal around
million
guaranteed.
I think it's essentially, if you look past the numbers, it's basically like a 1-year $9 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned this before.
It's a good rental.
There are still some top free agents available. All right. Tyron Smith. The tackle is available. Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, he's 29 years old, available. Marquise Hollywood Brown, who was most recently with the Cardinals, of course, with the Ravens before that, available. He's 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody you think the Commanders should go after? I could throw in a couple other names. Jadeveon Clowney, Chase Young, Eric Armstead.
I'd rather have the devil.
Curtis Samuel.
Right.
Do you want them to pick up a receiver? Do you want them to bring back Curtis Samuel?
I wouldn't mind.
So I was incorrect that the Chiefs signed him yesterday.
I wouldn't mind bringing back Samuel because I thought he definitely brought some value. But, you know, I think I want to draft a guy.
He's going to wait and pick somebody in the draft, probably in the second or third round. He doesn't have to pay $9 or $10 million per season.
And maybe I'm stupid, but I still think De'Ami Brown has some ability. He hasn't done anything. Like Curtis Samuel's done a million times more than him.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing De'Ami Brown is ever going to amount to anything.
I think they should go out and get another corner. They're not going to bring Fuller back. They have to find somebody.
They will.
I don't love their cornerback situation right now.
No, they will, but I don't think it's going to be a big-name guy. They're not going to sign big-name guys.
I don't think there's any big names really available.
Yeah, I mean, I just tossed you the biggest names. They're not like really big names. One of the biggest names that was available yesterday when we were doing the show was Danielle Hunter. He ends up with the Houston Texans.
He got big money, too.
Yep.
Like $50 million. I'm out.
2 year, $49 million deal that includes $48 million fully guaranteed and apparently worth up to $51 million.
What if
so that Texans team's on the rise and they add a stud defensive end in Danielle Hunter?
What if they call Tyron Smith's agent now and we're on day three and is his value plummeting as we speak?
Has to be.
Probably. I mean,
you could get him on the cheap, a guy who was pretty much everybody's highest rated left tackle. And pencil him in as your bridge guy. And give him $7 or $8 million.
Probably make it a 1 year deal.
Yeah, $7 or $8 million.
In 1 year deals.
Or 2 years.
Yeah.
But you could get out after 2 years, like they did with King Henry.
What do you think? 2 years, $30 million?
Oh no. Are you cheaper than that? I think his price is going down.
I think so too.
Well, I mean the tackles who were signed, well, Unwenu, who re-signed with the Pats, got 3 years, $57 million. So I would think Tyron would get two and 30 or 2 and 20.
I'm surprised.
2 and 20. Maybe we could talk.
I'm surprised by the amount of money the interior linemen are commanding in this market.
What are they getting? Like $8 or $10 million
like
a year?
The dude who left Miami for Carolina, Robert Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
He got a massive deal. Like these guys are making, some of these top guys are making near $20 million per season.
That might
some
just
are
be
making
a bad,
more than that. Yeah.
That might be a bad deal for the Carolina
could
made.
Be.
Here are your left tackle salaries. There are four guys over $21 million.
Yeah.
Jake Matthews, David Bakhtiari, Ronnie Stanley, and Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil's cap number is $26.5 million.
Well, yeah, but those are tackles. I'm talking about like guards.
Oh, yeah, you're talking
like
interior linemen.
Big money.
Well, going back to Tyron Smith, I could see them trying to work out if he gets a cheaper deal. I'm looking at NFL.com's best available players still via free agency, and they have Tyron Smith, who was their fourth-ranked free agent. Okay, Kirk, I think, was number one. But in terms of the guys who are still available, they say one of the most underpaid players in the NFL last season. He's due a massive raise after a return to elite form. He played 942 snaps, including the playoffs, which is his highest total since 2018. See, that is what has held him back, is people look at the games played, and they're just worried whether he's going to be on the field.
No, I know. That's why his price is going down.
I would think
Don't you think they're thinking about it, though?
I would think they are.
Especially since he's a cowboy?
Yes.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he's a stud when he plays.
Now, we got a guy.
I would think they would be thinking about
Calvin Ridley and Hollywood Brown, too.
Yeah, I like Ridley. I said they should be looking at him. But
what about we got
I don't
a
know
guy
what kind of money he's looking
that
at.
Listens, he's diehard. He's a huge Raiders guy. And he says, you know, Hunter Renfrow apparently is going to be cut today.
Yep.
Now, in 21, he had 103 catches. I mean, I guess he's been hurt the last couple of years because his production's gone way down.
It's a good slot receiver.
He only had 25 catches in 17 games. Well, they just ignored him last year. He played all 17 games. He played 10.
Well, the big numbers were pre-Davante Adams. And once Davante Adams showed up, they're like, we're throwing to that guy.
Also, Jacoby Myers emerged last year, too.
Yeah.
And got a ton of balls thrown.
Also, you got to remember the quarterback situation there.
Right. But I remember he was a guy, like, super shifty, gets open, runs great routes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might be somebody to consider.
Coming up next, our pal Chris Doering, former Redskins receiver, former Gator, now an analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. We'll get his take on Jaden Daniels. Is that who the Commanders should draft at number 2? That's next here on the Junkies.